This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today they name Mr. Basketball, and each and every year of the last couple of years, we've announced that exclusively right here on WCCO Radio, and I want to welcome in first the chairman of the Mr. Basketball Committee, and then the man that won the award, the young man that won the award. But let's start with David Hedberg, chairman of the Mr. Basketball Committee. David, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having us.
You know, the process this year we've talked about, it was different, wasn't it, watching tape instead of being in person?
Yeah, it was. I saw probably 7 or 8 games in person, and then, you know, 70, 80 games, you know, on over the internet. So it was definitely different to not actually be close with the kids and be able to interact in person. So definitely.
How much did you enjoy just sitting back and watching the state tournament last week and just having it on TV just in front of you?
Yeah, it's definitely nice, you know, having, you know, Dave Lee and Kevin Lynn.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to watch it from home. And, you know, I'll admit I flipped back to the Masters a few times.
No.
Conflicts. But no, watching the Waseca-Caledonia game, you know, there's some pretty good games there on Saturday and, you know, throughout the week. So it was definitely fun to watch.
And some really good players, weren't there?
Yeah, definitely. We had, you know, a couple of our top 5 finalists were state champions, you know, Andrew Morgan at Waseca and Chet from Minnehaha. So kind of fun to watch those kids, you know, continue to excel and end their careers on a high note.
Well, is it a lot of fun for you to watch the state tournament just because you've seen so many of these kids play as you've been making your way through, guys that make the cut, guys that don't, juniors, sophomores, everything?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's, you know, kind of fun. We do our voting for the final 5 before the state tournament. So, you know, we're still looking for who's going to be Mr. Basketball, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But then a lot of the kids, too, like you mentioned with, you know, you and I talked this afternoon, you know, there's the junior class, you know, next year senior class is really deep, and then seeing some of the sophomores from a lot of the teams. So definitely kind of keeping an eye on both, you know, the seniors that we have in our top 5 and who's coming up, you know, in the next couple of years.
All right, with no further ado then, David, name our 2021 Mr. Basketball in the state of Minnesota.
It is Chet Holmgren from Minnehaha Academy.
And not a big shock there, but how did you arrive at Chet Holmgren?
So I was looking back and just, you know, a couple of side notes. It's, you know, we had Jalen Suggs was the winner last year, so it's back-to-back winners for Minnehaha, and that's only happened once before with Mr. Basketball. We go back to 1975, 2011 and 12, we had Joe Coleman and Siani Chambers from Hopkins.
Sure.
So a little history with having two, but, you know, looking, you know, the winners that we've had so much talent. When you look at Trey Jones and Matt Hurt and Jalen Suggs, like, kind of ask myself, you know, what haven't we seen?
Yeah, and then, well, you know, now then we know we haven't seen.
And then Chet comes around, yeah, with, you know, his ability on both ends of the court. I mean, it's, you know, there's an argument that he might be the most impactful defensive player in state history, but then you look at what he does on the offensive end with being able to handle the ball the way he does for, you know, someone over 7 feet, having a smooth 3-point shot, you know, great in the paint. I mean, there really isn't anything that he doesn't check the box with. So he was, you know, really a pleasure to give him the award this year.
And with no further ado, let's bring in Chet Holmgren. Chet, congratulations on being named the 2021 Mr. Basketball Award winner.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me, too.
You bet. You've had a lot of big days at Minnehaha Academy. Explain what this journey has been like for you playing there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey. That's the best way to put it. You know, been there since sixth grade, and, you know, I feel like I've, you know, seeing the basketball aspect from a whole lot of different perspectives. And, you know, this is a great one to, you know, finish off as a state champion and, you know, Minnesota Mr. Basketball. I'm definitely appreciative of the honor. And once again, thank you.
You know, we mentioned Jalen Suggs last year, one of your teammate. What was it like for you to watch him this year and watch him in the NCAA tournament?
you know, is definitely great being able to watch, you know, one of my close friends and teammates, and then be able to see what he's been able to do on such a huge stage. You know, it's definitely been fun to, you know, watch it on TV.
Now, everybody says the same thing about you, Chet. They've never seen someone so tall do so many things: shoot the ball from outside, handle the ball, bring the ball up the court, play in the paint, all those things. That's a lot of practice time to get to a point where you can do a number of things and be 7 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, just like with anything, though, you know, if you want to be good at it, you gotta practice it, and you know, you gotta mess up to, you know, be able to fix the mistakes, and then next time you do it won't be a mistake. So it's definitely been a lot of trial and error, but over time I've, you know, kind of gotten the hang of things.
I met your aunt and your grandmother at one game. I met your parents today. Your father, of course, a 7-footer that pretty good player himself. What did he do for you? How did he help you along the way?
I mean, he continuously put me in positions to succeed, and, you know, always had my back and made sure, you know, my best interest was always in mind with any decisions he's ever made for me. And, you know, he's always been there on the basketball side, and, you know, he got me into playing basketball and, you know, hooked me up with Coach Larry, and, you know, along the way taught me a lot of little basketball tricks and stuff that's, you know, really helps me on the court as well.
You, I imagine you know some low post moves, but you mentioned Larry is, and Larry Suggs, Brian Sandifer over at the Sizzle program. That's where you and Jalen played, and many others have in St. Paul. How old were you when you started playing there?
I started with them in third grade. Back then we were called
third grade?
Yeah, third grade.
Wow, and then you just kept playing in the summer, and the team kept getting better and better?
Yeah, pretty much. To sum it up,
you. And then along came Master P's two sons to help fortify your team, the Miller boys, and obviously very good players as well. When did you first play with them? What did you see, and what was that like to have them come to Minnesota?
First time playing with them was last year, and you know, like you said, really fortified the team. You know, just gave us another couple weapons that, you know, the defense has to respect, and, you know, it opens up the lanes for everybody else, and just makes the game a whole lot easier.
Chet, one of the things that there's no statistic for, but anybody that watches or knows basketball understands when they watch you is, the statistics mean something, but not much with Chet Holmgren, because it's how you affect the game in the lane, meaning when there's dribble penetration, and they have a chance to, they think, the opponent, meaning get to the basket, there's Chet Holmgren. Now they're not allowed in the lane. They can't take the 10-footer without it being effective, and they can't get to the basket. So now they've got to kick it out, but you've got great perimeter defense because they know they've got Chet Holmgren there to defend the lane. But the thing that I think a lot of us come away asking ourselves is, how do you do that without fouling? Because there's a great deal of body control that goes into playing in the lane where you can pin balls against the backboard, you can affect shots and block people without fouling. I'm almost amazed to see how you do that consistently.
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than you know, you'd think. Most of it comes down to being in the right place at the right time, and then you know, timing as well, going up, and then just making sure that you stay straight up, even through contact. And you know, if you do come down, you got to make sure that you only come down on the ball. Otherwise, yeah, like you said, the foul. But, you know, that's one of the things my dad helped me with. You know, trial and error again. You know, I had to commit a few fouls to learn how to not foul.
Well, yeah, for sure. That's life. Now, everybody's waiting with to find out what your next step is and where you're going to go. Have you made the decision, and when will you announce it?
I'm working to set up my announcement soon. And, you know, when I have that date set, you know, the rest of the world will know.
You getting close?
Getting close.
Hey, Chet, appreciate it very much. Congratulations. Tell your mother and father, great to meet them today, and we appreciate you giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for the award and the time as well.
David, are you still there?
I'm still here, Mike. Yep.
Yep. So as Chet says goodbye, you start to look at players for next year. You've already been looking at some, but what do you what involves you now this time of year?
So we do, you know, certainly, you know, the Mr. Basketball Award is for the high school season, but you know, our committee definitely is involved in watching a lot of the AAU programs just to see how kids progress over the summer. Gives us a kind of a unique look as to how they play with different players, you know, different levels of competition. So we've got about a week, week and a half, and then all of a sudden AAU will kick off, and we'll be back in the gym watching kids play again.
Yep, and you've got some pretty good coaches in this year. We mentioned Larry Suggs and Brian Sanifer, but Willie Vang over there at the Minnesota Heat. You've got Coach Schuster at 43 Hoops. You got Larry Miller over there at D1. A lot of good coaches that work with these kids in the summertime.
Yeah, very much. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a difference for the kids. You know, they get one set of instructions at high school, and then some of them, you know, like you talked with Chet, with, you know, Larry Suggs being involved, you know, a lot of that continues throughout the year. But then kids, you know, that go to different AAU coaches can pick up different, you know, skill sets or different thought processes or different, you know, techniques to improve their game. So they kind of get the best of both worlds. They get, you know, multiple sets of coaches teaching them the game.
David, thank you for all your hard work and for allowing us exclusivity today. We appreciate it very much, and we'll talk soon.
We really appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all you do for us. So it goes both ways. So thank you.
You bet. David Edberg, Chairman of the Mr. Basketball Committee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.